in the stock market.
股票市场上升了。
An increase in business.
生意多一点。
An increase in grade.
学校的分数加增。
But an increase isn't always a good thing.
不过增加总不总是好事情。
How about increasing your body weight?
就像你的体重加增了。
Or the number of stink bugs.
或是臭虫增加了。
If someone has an increase in body temperature, then they're probably sick.
如果一个人的体温比正常的温度加增加了，可能他就是生病了。
There's a new study from the Parents Television Council indicating a sharp increase in obscenity in television in the last 5 years.
从这个家长委员会这个电视节目有一个新的研究，就是过去的五年说粗话这样的很明显的加增。
Specifically, they reported that in the fall seasons of 2005 and 2010, on broadcast television between 8 and 10 p.m. Eastern time.
特别是2005年到2010年，在东部的时间8点到10点，这个秋季的电视广告上。
When they compared these two, there was a 69.3% in profanity.
结果有69.3%说脏话增加了。
The data recorded 111 bleeped F words in 2010 across all the networks.
这样的数据显示，在2010年，在整个电视网络上说粗话，说了111次。
And that's an increase from just 11 in 2005.
2005年只有11次。
This is a 2,400% increase.
所以是2,400%。
This is not a good increase.
这样子增加不是好事。
Now when the disciples said to Jesus, increase our faith, is this a good increase or bad increase?
所以当门徒对耶稣说加增我们的信心的时候，是好事还是坏事呢？
Now like the disciples, this is often as Christians a goal we set for ourselves in regards to faith.
我们许多人也像门徒一样，常常为自己设定这样子的目标。
We think the more faith we have, that's great.
我们认为我们所增加信心是伟大的事情，是大事。
Why?
为什么呢？
How many times did Jesus rebuke his disciples, saying, "You have little faith"?
因为耶稣在许多的场合当中，也是对他的门徒说，你这小信的人。
He said this 5 times.
耶稣一共说了五次。
Does Jesus mean we have to have more faith than just a little faith?
耶稣的意思是说，我们必须比小小的信心还要多一点吗？
On one occasion, Jesus and his disciples in Matthew 8 were traveling on the Sea of Galilee in a boat.
有一次在马太福音第八章记载，耶稣与门徒乘船来横跨加利利海。
And a storm suddenly came down upon them.
忽然海上起了风暴。
And tossed them around.
把船吹得摇摆不定。
And the waves crashed over the side of the boat, filling the boat with water.
所以船的一边也被风浪打垮了。
And amazingly, Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat.
很奇妙的，耶稣就在船尾上睡着了。
Now, the disciples were probably trying to scoop the water out as fast as they could.
所以门徒一定是满头大汗，忙着把积水来摇出来。
And they woke up Jesus and cried, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown!"
所以门徒来叫醒耶稣说，主啊，快来救我们，我们都要丧命了。
And Jesus said to them, "You of little faith." Why are you so afraid?
所以耶稣对他们说：“你们这小信的人呐，为什么惧怕呢？胆怯呢？”
Jesus didn't rebuke his disciples for having a small faith.
耶稣并不是责备门徒的信心很小。
And we know this because of in our text in Luke chapter 17 verse 6, if they had faith as just as small as a mustard seed, they could do amazing things.
因为路加十七章第六节，耶稣接下来对门徒说：“如果你们的信心像一粒芥菜种的话。”
So if they had faith just as small as a mustard seed, Jesus wouldn't rebuke them.
所以如果门徒有小不一丁点的像芥菜种的这样的信心的话，耶稣就不会责备他们了。
All they needed was a tiny little bit of faith.
他们所需要的只是一点点的信心。
After all, how small is a mustard seed?
所以芥菜种到底有多小呢？
It's really small.
非常的小。
It's like the size of a grain of sand.
好像一粒沙子那么小。
What do we mean? When we say we have little faith in someone,
所以当我们说对某人是小信的人，我们的意思是什么呢？
What we actually mean is we don't have faith in that person. We don't think that person is trustworthy or dependable. And Jesus means the same thing whenever he says this phrase to his disciples, you have little faith. Actually, he's saying, where is your faith?
其实他的意思是说,
now, faith isn't something that you and I can compare with others. We either have faith or we don't have faith.
我们一直有信心,
it's not a matter of I have more, you have less. Increased faith, therefore, is not the answer. The disciples were asking the wrong thing.
门徒呢,
and Jesus makes this very clear in his response in Luke chapter 7, verse 6.
所以在路加福音17章第六节，耶稣回答当中就可以看得出来。
Faith isn't something to be a comparison with others so someone can win a faith championship.
所以信心并不是用来衡量某人可以得信心的冠军。
You either have it or you don't.
你一者有,
and the smallest faith in God can achieve big things.
所以最小的信心, 神也能够借这个信心来做大事。
Look at what Jesus said in verse 6.
所以在第六节, 耶稣这样说,
if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.
你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说, 你要拔起根来，栽在海里, 它也必听从你们。
In other words, the size of your faith does not matter.
换句话说, 信心的大小并不是问题。
The important thing is that the disciples have faith.
最重要的问题是, 门徒到底有没有信心。
And that's faith in Jesus.
就是, 对耶稣有信心。
Having faith is like being pregnant.
有信心就像怀孕一样。
Can you be just a little bit pregnant?
你可以说是一点点怀孕吗?
No, you're either pregnant or you're not pregnant.
你一者就是怀孕, 要不就是没有怀孕。
We either have faith or we don't have faith.
要不就是有信心, 要不就是没有信心。
Jesus' point is that even if we have a little faith in Him, we can do amazing things.
所以耶稣的重点就是, 如果我们有信心像那么小的话, 也能够做奇妙的事情。
It isn't about how much faith you and I have, it's in whom do we have faith?
在乎的并不是我们信心的大小, 而是我们对谁有信心。
If we don't trust in Christ Jesus in the moment, and the moment, it shows in our actions and our emotions.
当我们没有信靠耶稣的那个当时呢, 我们的情绪跟行为上就会显明出来。
We worry, we're afraid.
我们忧虑，我们焦急。
We become anxious,
很,
we lie.
很着急的, 然后我们会说谎。
We are defensive, or we tear down others so that we look good.
防卫性很强, 也为了面子来苛责别人。
Now this doesn't mean that we've given up our faith in Jesus as Lord.
这并不是说我们失去对耶稣基督的信心。
But it does mean that at that moment, we are not trusting in Him, and therefore dishonor Him.
但是却彰显在那样的一个时刻, 我们并没有完全信靠神。
For example,
举例来说,
I often become anxious when I'm late. And I'm on Route 27 behind somebody taking their sweet time.
举例来说, 当我迟到的时候, 我会非常的着急, 尤其是在27号的公路, 我前面的车就开得像蜗牛一样的慢的时候。
And I'm looking at my watch, and the more time that goes by, the more anxious and wound up I get.
我不断地看表, 然后我心里内心的着急越来越多。
I'm trying to think of ways to go around them.
我绞尽脑汁, 想要千方百计把它绕过去。
Now where is my faith in God at that moment, in His greatness?
所以在那个的时候, 神的伟大, 到底在哪里呢?
It's nowhere to be found.
根本无处寻找。
I'm not trusting in God at that moment that He is going to work things out despite the fact that I'm late.
在那个时候并没有信靠耶稣能够, 万事都互相效力。
An increase in faith is not what is needed. Instead, a consistent, steadfast faith is what we need.
所以加增信心并不是问题, 所需要的乃是持续对神的信心。
Why did the disciples ask Jesus or want Jesus to increase their faith?
那为什么门徒要要求耶稣来加增他们的信心呢?
Well, let's go back to verses 1 through 4. They reveal the answer.
所以让我们从第一到第四节来找到答案。
Listen again to what Jesus had taught his disciples.
再一次来注意到耶稣怎样教导他的门徒。
Beginning verse 1.
第一节。
Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to the person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him.
耶稣又对门徒说，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。就是把磨石拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里，还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
So here we see why the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith.
所以从这里我们就可以看见门徒为什么要求耶稣来增加他们的信心呢？
Jesus told them that it would be better for them if they caught someone to sin to take a swim with this big millstone around their neck.
耶稣告诉他这些门徒，如果他们绊倒了某人，倒不如把磨石拴在这人的颈项上，把他丢在海里。
Now this millstone refers to this big stone that was used to grind grain in the time of Jesus.
磨石呢，就是一个很大的磐石，用来磨碎谷类的东西。
And one person probably couldn't even pick it up; it was so big.
大概一个人推不动的，扛不起来。
And then following this, Jesus taught his disciples that there's no end to the number of times we're to forgive somebody.Or that they are to forgive somebody who harms them or does something terrible to them.
So, Jesus 告诉他的门徒说，如果有人得罪他们，他们必须要无数次的来饶恕这个人。
Well, what Jesus taught his disciples seems impossible, or at least very difficult to them.
So, Jesus 对他门徒的教导根本就是不可能，是非常困难的。
So they did the wise thing. They asked Jesus for help.
门徒很聪明的来问耶稣来帮助他们。
Increase our faith. If we're going to live like this, we need more faith.
如果我们要赦免别人这么无数次的话，求主要增加我们的信心。
And we fall into the same thinking when it comes to faith.
所以我们的想法也跟门徒一样。
We need more faith.
我们需要的是更多的信心。
You just need more faith.
我们就是需要更多的信心。
But in reality, we don't need faith.
但事实上，我们并不需要更多的信心。
Because we already have faith in Jesus if we're a follower of His.
因为我们如果是跟随耶稣基督的人，我们已经有信心了。
What we need is a steadfast faith.
我们所需要的就是一个很稳固、持续的信心。
Not a faith that disappears when life gets difficult.
不是生活遇到困难的时候信心就消失了。
Not a faith that gets choked out by the worries of life.
也不是生活忧虑的时候信心就被掐死了。
Not a faith that gets tossed around like the waves of the sea.
也不是像海上的风浪这样子飘来飘去的这样的一个信心。
No, we need a firm, steadfast faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们仍然是有持续而且是恒久不定的相信耶稣基督。
You see, our faith does not grow in size. Instead, it grows rooted in Christ.
所以信心不会增大，乃是更根深蒂固的在生命的当中。
Like the roots of a plant grow more extensively over time.
就像植物的根在年日的增加之后，在地底下就会盘错，然后更加的深广坚固。
And this gives the plant more stability.
所以让植物更加的稳固。
Last spring, our maple tree shed a lot of its seeds that look like the helicopters, you know, that go down as they fall.
今年的春天枫树的那个种子就像直升机一样这样子在我们家的院子里面飘下来。
And they started to sprout roots and grow into these little maple plants.
那他们这个种子呢就开始要发芽了。
They were all over the place.
他们到处都是。
My yard.
在我的院子里面。
So I went around, I started pulling them up or I'd drive my lawnmower over them so that they wouldn't grow.
所以呢，我到处去把它挖出来啊，或是我把用割草机把它碾过去。
It's much easier to pull up a young maple thing that sprouted than a one-year-old maple sapling.
幼嫩的这个枫树种子比较容易就拔出来，要是长到一岁了就比较不容易。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
It's the root system. After a year, it's been established.
因为经过一年之后，这个树根就已经稳固了。
Likewise, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, they say this.
所以就像哥罗西书2章6到7节说到同样的道理。
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So it is by faith that you and I are rooted in Christ our Lord.
所以同样的，我们是把信心扎根在耶稣基督这位道成肉身的神身上。This
means He's our master and we are His slaves.
这个意思就是他是我们的主人，我们是他的奴隶。So
how does our faith become rooted in Christ?
但是我们的信心如何在耶稣基督里面生根建造呢?
We must live in humility, knowing our place in life, serving God faithfully.
我们的态度必须谦卑，也知道我们自己在生命中的定位，忠心的来服侍他。
God is our master, we are His slaves.
神是我们的主人，我们是神的奴仆。
And Jesus illustrated this point in the next verses of 7 through 10 in Luke 17.
所以接下来，耶稣用一个比喻来告诉他的门徒作为例证。
Beginning in verse 7.
第七节这样说,
Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, Come along now, sit down to eat? Won't he rather say, Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.
你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说：“你快来坐下吃饭呢。”岂不对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，束上带子，伺候我。等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？”仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说：“我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。”
The key word here is unworthy.
这里的关键字是无用。
And in the original Greek language, this word unworthy means unprofitable, not good for usefulness, without utility, with little value.
原来的这个希腊文的意思就是没有用处，没有什么利用的价值，或是价值非常的微薄。
And Jesus says this is the way that you and I are to view ourselves.
所以耶稣的意思是要我们这样子来看到自己。
We are unworthy servants.
我们是无用的仆人。
We do not profit the Lord in any way.
我们并不能增加主人的好处。
We do not add value to the Lord by the service that we give Him.
透过我们的服事也不能够增加主人的价值。
In Jesus' day, most slaveholders only had a few slaves.
在耶稣的年日，拥有奴隶也只是几个而已。
So the slaves did both field work and food preparation.
所以奴隶必须要做田野的工作，也要准备膳食。
And the masters just regarded this as the slave's duty.
而奴隶，奴仆呢，这主人就是要奴隶这个工作，这是他的职责，而不是选择。
And it wasn't considered honorable for a master to eat with his slaves.
奴隶跟主人也不合适在一起吃饭。
The point of the story here is that the master of the slave does not become in any way in debt to the slave by the work the slave does.
所以这个比喻的重点就是，无论奴隶的主人，不会因为这个奴隶做了多少的工作，就欠了这个奴隶的债。It
illustrates that God never, ever owes us.
神并不会欠我们债的。We
are always in debt to the Lord God.
相反的是，我们欠神的债。And
we will never be able to pay this debt, and it's meant to be that way.
而我们根本也不可能想都没想到能够把这个债务来还清的。So
we are always dependent on God's grace.
所以我们将永远来依靠神的恩典。We
will never work our way up to a point where God is in our debt now.
所以无论我们多么努力的工作，也绝对不可能取代神是我们债主的地位。Listen
to what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 11, verse 35.
保罗在罗马书11章35节这样说。
Who has ever given to God that God should repay them?
谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
Now it's one thing to profess that we have faith.
说自己有信心并不困难。
It's quite a different matter to live by that faith.
但是要活出信心却又是另外一回事。
And this is hard.
是比较困难的。
For faith means that the center of our lives now shifts from ourselves to the Lord God.
因为要活出信心，就是要把这个自以为中心来转移到以神为中心这样的生活。
So you see, whenever you and I live moment to moment in faith in Christ, then our faith, faithfully serving Him, then our faith will grow roots in every aspect of our lives.
所以当无论我们的时候信靠耶稣，就能够我们在我们的服事的当中这样子的来服事神的话，就会我们的信心就会生根建造。
Faithful, faith grows steadfast, secure when we are unworthy servants serving Him faithfully.
我们无论是什么时候，当我们认为是神无用仆人的时候，这样来服侍神，我们的信心就会生根。
Now notice the servant in the parable is just doing simple daily chores, nothing special.
请注意到这个比喻当中的仆人，简单的只是做一些日常生活当中的琐事，没有特别的地方。
This is important because it's when we are faithful in the little things in life that our faith grows steadfast in our faithful service.
这非常的重要，因为当我们忠心耿耿服侍主人的时候，是透过生活当中极微细的事情，然后就发展成为恒久持续的信心。
Let me illustrate this with a story about this puny, weak man.
让我用一个很矮小又软弱的人的故事来作为说明。
He was always sick, and he couldn't afford to see a doctor.
这个人常常生病又请不起医生。
And he lived deep in the forest in this old log cabin.
他住在深山当中的一个古老的木屋里面。
His condition seemed to grow worse day by day.
他的情况病况每天都每下愈况。
And then one night, he had this very real vision from God, and God told him to go outside and push against this massively huge rock in front of his cabin.
有一天晚上他神借着异象清楚地告诉他要让他要到他的小木屋外面来推一块大的石头。
So with great enthusiasm, this man got up out of bed early and went outside.
所以这个小矮人呢，昨天早上就兴致冲冲的起来来赶到外面去。
And he pushed against that rock until lunch.
他直到中午吃饭之前，他都一直不断的在推那块大石头。
Then he rested a little while, and then he pushed against that rock until supper.
他休息一会儿，又直到吃晚饭之前，又继续不断的推那个大石头。
This man loved pushing against that rock because it gave him meaning.
这个小矮人非常的高兴来推这个石头，因为让他的生命当中有了意义。
His dream was so real that he believed that he was doing something great for God by pushing on this rock.
他的梦是如此千真万确，所以他认为推这个大石头呢是在做为神做大事。
Day after day, he pushed against the rock.
每一天他都继续这样的在推磐石，推这块石头。
The days rolled into weeks.
天就成为几个星期。
The weeks.Rolled into months.
几个星期就成为几个月份。
And after 8 months of pushing on the rock, this little man grew tired of pushing on the rock.
八个月份过了之后呢，这个小矮人被天天推这个大石头搞得很精疲力尽。
So, he started to doubt his dream.
所以他开始怀疑到底有没有做梦呢。
So one day, he measured from the porch to the rock.
所以有一天呢，他就从自己的门口到这个大石头来量这个距离有多远。
And after every day he pushed, he'd measure again.
每一天当他推石头完了之后，他又量一下距离。
And after 2 weeks, he realized he hadn't pushed the rock at all anywhere.
两个星期之后，他才发现这个大石头根本纹风不动。
And he's so disappointed, he just sat down on his porch and cried and cried.
他非常失望，就是大门口里面，就在他的门口里面大声哭泣。
It's at this point that Jesus came and sat down next to the man.
然后呢，耶稣就出现了在这个小矮人的身边坐了下来。
And he told the man to step in front of the mirror and look at himself.
要这个小矮人从镜里面照照自己。
So as an act of obedience, he stepped in front of the mirror and looked at himself.
他很听话就照做了，在镜子前面看看自己。
And he was amazed at what he saw.
他非常的惊讶自己的身材。
He was small and weak before, but now he was this muscular man.
他一向很弱不禁风，现在却肌肉结实的强人。
And then the man realized that the plan of God was not for moving the rock.
所以他才明白神的计划并不是要他推动这个大石头。
It was for molding the man.
乃是要锻炼他。
And likewise, our faith in the Lord grows steadfast and strong When we are faithfully serving Christ our Lord.
同样的，我们在主里面的信心也透过我们顺服，而且忠心的服侍耶稣来得以成长茁壮。
One of the most obvious evidence of a steadfast faith in us is gratefulness.
持续恒久的信心最明显的表达就是感恩的心。
If you and I truly see ourselves as unworthy servants, we don't complain.
我们如果看到自己是无用的仆人的时候，我们就不会埋怨。
We don't make demands.
我们也不会有太大的要求。
We don't expect the Lord to make our lives easy and comfortable.
我们也不会期待主耶稣要我们的生活啊顺利舒适。
Whatever our master asks, we do.
无论我们的主人要求我们什么，我们就照做。
Whatever he gives, we accept.
无论他赏赐的是什么，我们就收受。
Wherever he wants us to go, we go.
无论他要差我们去哪里，我们就去。
This is our desire and our duty as unworthy servants.
身为无用的仆人，我们的心态和职责就是以主人的心意为念。
We are simply grateful to be able to serve our great master.
因为我们心存感激的就是我们能够服侍我们的主人。
Now remember, back in verse 4 of our text, Jesus commanded his disciples that they were to practice unlimited forgiveness toward others.
请回忆第四节，耶稣就是告诉门徒要能够无数次的来饶恕人。
See, Jesus knew that we've got to believe that we are unworthy servants to him in order for us to be able to forgive others.
耶稣知道我们必须要明白自己是无用的仆人才能够去赦免他人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are totally, absolutely dependent on God's grace for the forgiveness of our own sins.
因为我们是完全凭着神的恩典，才能够让我们从惩罚的当中拯救出来。
We are unworthy to be forgiven.
我们实在不配得着神的赦免。
Yet through God the Son, Jesus Christ, He provides eternal salvation for us from our punishment.
只有透过神的儿子耶稣基督，他让我们免于惩罚，得着永远的救恩。
You see, forgiveness is so important to the relationships we have with each other.
而赦免在彼此的关系的当中是非常的重要。
If a marriage is to last, a husband and wife have to constantly forgive each other.
婚姻得以持久，夫妇必须要常常的来赦免对方。
Without forgiveness, resentment and bitterness enter the relationship, and then it crumbles.
没有赦免，报复和苦毒就会盘踞我们的心，让彼此的关系就崩溃瓦解。
Friends must forgive each other for the things that they say and do toward one another that hurt each other.
朋友有需要为了说了不该说的话，做了伤害彼此的事情来彼此饶恕。
If there's no forgiveness in a friendship, that friendship ends.
如果没有赦免的话，这个友谊也不会存在。
How are your relationships?
所以你的人际关系怎么样呢？
How is your relationship to your husband or your wife?
你与丈夫或是与妻子之间关系怎么样？
Your parents or your children?
你的父母或是孩子之间的关系呢？
How about your coworkers or your friends?
你的朋友或是同事之间呢？
Are they filled with conflicts and arguments?
是否充满了冲突和争吵呢？
Is there much communication?
是否有很多沟通的机会呢？
If not, why?
如果没有的话，是为什么呢？
Does your heart carry resentment or bitterness?
是否因为你的内心对某人来充满了存有报复或是苦毒呢？
See, many of our relationship struggles, it's because of the lack of forgiveness being practiced.
许多的时候，人际关系的问题没有办法解决，都是因为缺乏赦免。
Gratefulness comes when we understand that our master has given us a gift that we can never repay.
当我们明白主人所赐给我们的礼物是我们无法偿还的时候，我们就会心存感激。
It's when you and I serve faithfully and consistently as unworthy servants for the Lord, that is when our faith becomes steadfast and secure.
而当我们服侍主耶稣是以无用仆人心态的时候，我们的信心才会恒久持续。
And that faith will overflow then with gratefulness.
而充满感恩的心也会在我们的生活的当中活出来。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, may our faith be steadfast.
主耶稣，求你让我们的信心是恒久持续的。
And at this Thanksgiving season, use your word to remind us we are your unworthy servants.
在这感恩的季节，求你用你的话来提醒我们，我们是无用的仆人。
And may our hearts always be grateful to you for your salvation.
让我们的心永远对你的救恩存着感恩。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.